All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We are continuing in Perek Yud Aleph and Mesilas Yesharim. Next topic, same topic, the interpersonal averos that sometimes we transgress on a daily basis without even realizing what it is that we have done. So in the next section, Ramchal discusses Gam Hasina Vahanikima. The next section is animosity, hatred, and revenge. Kasha Ma'od L'Sheyim Alit Mimena. So the Ramchal writes, it's very difficult sometimes to escape these emotions, of hatred, animosity, revenge. He goes on, Kia Adam Margish Ma'od Be'albinosav Umitstar Tsar Gadol. You know, when a person is hurt or a person is offended, a person feels his degradation quite acutely. And he feels great pain. Listen to this wording. Vahanakamalo Masuka Midvash. Revenge is sweeter than honey. Kihi minuchaso levada. Sometimes it's such a profound statement. Sometimes when a person is in pain, the only minucha, the only rest they find is taking revenge on the person who has hurt them. Okay. Therefore, when a person finds the koach to not do something that is innate, natural, and reflexive, he forces himself to rise above his most basic human natural tendencies, and he doesn't hate the one who did something so despicable to him. And he does not take revenge, even when the opportunity to take revenge presents itself. Remember again, nekima and netira, two different things. Nekima, right? Nekama ultimately is taking revenge. Netira means harboring animosity. Now, the way that animosity manifests itself ultimately is how? Is when a person, you know, Rashi gives the example that if I go to Reuven and I say, Reuven, let me borrow your axe. And Reuven says, no. Reuven then comes to me and says, can I borrow your shovel? So Nekama is, I say to Reuven, no, you didn't let me borrow your axe. I'm not going to let you borrow my shovel. Netira is, I say to Reuven, sure, you can borrow my shovel, because I'm not a jerk like you. Right? That's called netira. Meaning what that means is I'm harboring animosity, ultimately, again, to Reuven. I'm harboring this negativity. So therefore, says the Ramchal, when a person goes ahead and overcomes this most natural human tendency to harbor ill will, animosity, or a grudge, I don't take revenge, or I don't go ahead and harbor animosity, Ela ha'es ha'kol yishkach, Yasir Medibo Kiilu Lohaya. Rather, again, I find the koach. This is like Herculean in nature. I find the koach to forget the wrong that has been done to me. Yasir Medibo Kiilu Lohaya. And I remove it from my heart as if it's never been done. Chazak Va'amitsu. Such a person has displayed an incredible and overwhelming sense of strength. I will say, isn't this incredible? So what I want to point out is that Ramchal is adding in something that is quite novel over here, which is this idea. Normally we assume that the concept of nekama netira is that a person is not permitted to go ahead and take revenge. Person is not permitted to go ahead and harbor animosity. All true. But lemaisi, what Ramchal is now saying is a person should even try to forget that which has been done. Now, if we take a look at the footnote in 171, he writes, "Ela es hakol yishkach nira sheina kavana sheishkach es ha'uvda sheploni pagabo, ela sheyavir milibo es hargashas hakashim sheavda zu orerabo." Therefore, in the footnote, it's clarified that Ramchal doesn't mean that a person should forget the bad thing that was done to him, for one simple reason, which is you can't. You can't forget something that was done to you, right? But what it means is you could forget the feelings of animosity. You could remove the animosity from your heart. You could remove the desire for revenge. You could remove the desire for ill will. Those are things that I actively can work on. To forget the event? No. That we never forget. But to remove the anger, to remove the animosity, to remove the negativity, chazak va'amitsu. So I will say, so what's interesting about this, says Ramchal, is lo sikim lo sitar, it's not enough just to actively refrain from the behavior of taking revenge or behaviors which reflect harboring animosity. Person has to work on removing these things from his heart. Look what he writes. V'hukal, this is easy. Rak lemalachi hasharis. You know this is easy for? It's easy for malachim. Why? Shein b'nei amidus halalim. Lo el shochnei bate chomer asher ba'afar yisodam. This might be true for malachim. Exceptionally difficult for people. Anam gezeras hamelachi. But what are you going to do? This is the command of the king. V'amikros kiluyim ba'er heitiv. Enam tzichim perush. We have psukim. Do not hate your brother in your heart, which means do not harbor animosity. Lo sikom velo sitar. Do not take revenge. Lo sitar, again, another form of revenge as well. Espenei amecha. So we'll say an incredible, incredible idea. So says Ramchal, it's difficult. Some keeping Shabbos is also difficult. For others, kashrus can be difficult. For some, taras hamishpacha is difficult. There are many things in life that are difficult. But lemaisin hashparach who said do it, so I do it. So hashparach who said lo sikom lo sitar, which Ramchal means don't just act on the negative feelings, but remove the negative feelings from your heart. It may be difficult, but at the end of the day, says the Ramchal, that is the charge we have. That is the responsibility we have. That is the obligation we have. V'inyan ha'nekima v'anatira yadua. So we'll say he now explains the concepts, right? The concept of nekima and natira is known. Dahainu, nekima. The money mehetiv l'misha l'ratza l'hetiv lo. O sheherev lo kvar. So Rabbi will say nikima, which we translate as revenge, either means to refrain from doing something good because someone else didn't want to do good for me, or to harm someone because they harmed me. Unatira, what's natira? Lahaskir be'eshu meitiv l'mishahira lo, eizazikar min harashasov. So I mentioned this before. Natira means Reuven didn't want to lend me his axe. And when he comes to ask me for my shovel, I say, sure, here's the shovel, but because I'm not like you. I'm not like you. You're mean, you're disgusting, you're a jerk. I'm not like you. That's natira. So we'll say, when I bring that up, what that shows is that I'm harboring animosity in my heart. That's what it means. That here I'm schlepping around these negative feelings towards Reuven, and they're coming out now when he's asking me for something. Ulufi, shayetzer holich umarsiach es halif. And I will say, because ultimately, again, the Yetzer comes along and kind of revs up the heart. O mevakish tamid, turn the page. Mevakish tamid, lahaniach eizo roshem, o eizo zikar min hadavar. Vim lo yucha lahashir zikaron gadol, yishtadel lahashir zikaron muat. So we'll say, let me tell you, he's outside, then we'll have to stop over here for today. What Ramchal is alluding to over here is as follows. What is the big deal about harboring animosity as long as they don't act on it? Meaning, I will say, this is my sin b'chol yom, where there might be someone I don't like, but the truth is a lot of us are very good at hiding stuff, right? So I could present totally fine. I could smile. I could even interact normally and deep down in my heart, not even so deep down, but in my heart, I say, you know what? I hate you, right? I feel such a terrible... What's the big deal? As long as I don't act on it. Part of the beauty, one of the beautiful things in Yiddishkeit is that we are an actional religion, which means at the end of the day, what we are focused on is behaviors. Feelings also, but feelings not so much. The novelty in this particular prohibition of lo sikom v'lo sitar is that lo sikom seems to be ultimately, again, a behavioral obligation. Do not take revenge. That's a behavioral obligation. Lo sitar, at the end of the day, is an emotional obligation. Do not go ahead and harbor animosity. So what Ramchal essentially is going to discuss is, why are you worrying about my emotions? Just worry about my behavior. As long as I don't act out, right? As long as I don't do negative things then at the end of the day, that should be enough. Why the Torah, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need to regulate emotion as well? And Beretz Hashem will continue with it tomorrow.